With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump putting it all on the line, saying the war on Iran represents the, quote, last best chance of addressing the threat posed by the Islamic Republic's ballistic missiles. President says his administration repeatedly warned Tehran not to continue their pursuit of nuclear weapons.
Following our obliteration of Iran's nuclear program in Operation Midnight Hammer a short while ago, we warned Iran not to make any attempt to rebuild at a different location because they were unable to use the ones that we so powerfully blew up, but they ignored those warnings and refused to cease their pursuit of nuclear weapons.
President Trump adding the Iranian leadership already had missiles capable of hitting Europe and American military sites throughout the region. And a sad note, officials now say six American service members have been killed, several others wounded. Several airlines are resuming a few flights even as the war continues to fuel travel chaos.
Airspace closures strand tens of thousands of travelers. Dubai officials are telling passengers to go to the airport only if contacted because more than 80% of the flights remain canceled. Christy Elmer from New Hampshire was stuck there Sunday with her husband.
I feel fairly safe. The hotel's doing a really good job taking care of us. We're getting a lot of information both from my company but also the embassy.
Meanwhile, foreign governments are urging their citizens to shelter in place while officials explore evacuation options.
With hundreds of millions of people turning to chatbots for advice, only a matter of time before tech companies began offering programs designed to answer health questions, but they insist if you're sick, see a physician. This is SRN News. A Christian legal group has a request for the Trump administration. Michael Harrington explains.
Alliance Defending Freedom has sent a letter to the Department of Health and Human Services pointing out that federal dollars are going to about 50 medical training programs that may force students to participate in abortions. ADF says, quote, no family medicine residency can tell applicants or employees that any aspect of abortion is a necessary part of the program. President Trump has vowed to end taxpayer funding of abortion across the board. Michael Harrington reporting.
A New York man has been convicted of anti-Semitic hate crimes. A state court judge has found Sabaki Stora guilty of assaulting, stalking, and harassing strangers in what prosecutors described as a series of anti-Semitic as well as anti-white incidents between 2023 and late 2024. This is SRN News. Well, India and Canada have agreed to strengthen their economic ties. Rich Thomason has more.
The two countries are warming up to each other after 2 years of icy cold relations. Indian Prime Minister Modi says his country and Canada will soon finalize a comprehensive economic partnership expected to increase bilateral trade to $50 billion by 2030. Canadian Prime Minister Carney says both sides aim to conclude the deal by the end of the year. They've also signed a nuclear agreement for Canada to supply uranium to India. Rich Thomason reporting.
White House says a red spot on President Trump's neck comes from a prescribed skin cream. Photographers captured close-up images of that redness in the White House on Monday. President's doctor says the president applies a common cream to the right side of his neck. More details, srnnews.com.